Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining me today is Paul Mathieson, CEO of Amazing AI, to discuss the company's first steps into digital assets and strategy and build a diversified treasury alongside his fintech lending business. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So I was reading through the RNS there, a very interesting one. One thing I noticed in there, though, that I sort of question, he's talking about initiating exposure to Bitcoin. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so we've been very patient in waiting to execute our strategy. So a number of investors have been pushing to implement it. We waited. We had a view that Bitcoin was probably going to go through a bit of a price correction, which proved to be correct. So it peaked at around 125,000, and we waited until the 3 or 4 month lows to initiate our first position. So we have taken our first exposure to Bitcoin as part of our diversified strategy across 5 digital assets. That exposure consists of a sophisticated, diversified strategy that enables 100 times leverage over the position, as opposed to a traditional treasury strategy where you're simply raising equity, buying one Bitcoin and hoping for the best. So we have initiated call options over Bitcoin as our first position, where we will benefit for 100 times the leverage if Bitcoin goes up substantially over the medium term. And we've also initiated put options where if the price falls below 60,000, then we will also make money on that position.
Okay, so I was reading through that then. So your initial exposure is, in relative terms, modest. What criteria will guide your decision then to scale up and, you know, diversify the treasury further?
So we wanted to test the plumbing as such, make sure that we had the custodian in place, all the processes. There's actually a lot of barriers to entry to implementing our strategy. So even to be able to buy the call options over Bitcoin, the exchanges or the groups that we purchase from actually require Bitcoin to be first purchased, then sent to the exchange before you can even buy the options. So it's not a simple case of, you know, sending a wire, sending money. You need to go through KYC, multiple processes to even be able to do this strategy. So the derivative exchanges will not allow someone who doesn't have proven derivative experience, significant industry experience, aren't a sophisticated investor. The company doesn't have enough net worth before they'll even allow you to do this. So a retail investor has no chance of being able to buy derivatives or call options over Bitcoin or any other digital asset. Even a high net worth individual cannot do this unless they can prove that they have experience in derivatives, trading, and so forth. So, it is significant, the barriers to entry, and we think our strategy is much more advanced than all of the other players in that you get 100 times the exposure, but you limit the risk.
Almost sounds like a dream scenario for investors. You've also mentioned potential acquisitions in there. I mean, obviously, there's clearly going to be a lot of sector consolidation going on with these going forward now. So, what kind of targets are you looking for, and how do they fit in with your existing business model?
Yeah, so one of the things that is going on sort of behind the scenes in the sector is the exchanges across the world are putting a lot of pressure on treasury companies in general, whether they be Bitcoin, treasury, digital asset, and so forth. And they're bringing in requirements and new rules that mean that you need a proportionate business in addition to just being a treasury company. So in order to stay listed, you need to basically have 50% of your revenue or assets to be outside of the treasury business and have synergies with that side. So we think we have an ideal core business of lending that we can deploy capital proportionally. So if we have access to 10 million of new capital, we can easily deploy 5 million of capital into lending at 60%, generating 30% net returns. And then we can also deploy 50% into a digital asset policy or treasury that enables 100 times exposure. So if we're doing 5 million of into our treasury, we're getting 500 million of exposure to digital assets. So we think it's a good, great combination between having the core business generating 60% revenues and having an upside of 100 times to digital assets. In terms of the competitors, we believe they are strategy 1.0, we are 3.0. One, most of them just do Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin, hope for the best. Two, they don't diversify. We diversify across five different digital assets. And three, we have a very capital effective strategy using smart leverage, maximizing the upside, limiting the downside using our call and put options that give much, much greater exposure. So we're not raising a dollar of equity, buying $1 of Bitcoin. We're doing something that has barriers to entry and gives 100 times the upside exposure while limiting the downside.
So digital asset 3.0, as you mentioned there, I mean, you've explained to us what that means. In sort of layman terms, then, how is your strategy, crypto strategy, different from somebody else's?
Yeah, so in essence, all of the other players in the listed capital markets of UK and Europe, at a minimum, are simply just buying the underlying asset and need to raise $1 of equity to deploy $1 of exposure. Our $1 of equity gives us 1 million of equity gives us 100 million of exposure. So the 100 times the potential upside while limiting the downside. So it's a dramatically better use of capital combined with our core underlying business that we believe is very strong. So the other players have businesses such as web development. They may own 200 million of Bitcoin, but how are they possibly going to generate 200 million of revenue selling websites or have 200 million of assets selling websites? I mean, I think it's basically impossible. So how are they going to meet the stock exchange rules? So what we see as an acquisition strategy is that these companies continue to go down in share price, and we think that we could acquire them, turn their strategy around, close down their existing failed or non-exciting core businesses, and sell their underlying crypto assets and deploy them into our strategy, 50%, and 50% into our lending business, lending out at 60% in terms of revenue.
Then, in as vanilla terms as possible, because this all sounds very exciting, but the only sort of red flag, that an investor may sort of go, oh, hang on, it's the downside protection. Now, I know you've got put calls in place, but just to keep that as Keep as vanilla as possible. What exactly does that mean?
So, in essence, we have initiated our exposure to Bitcoin, to give you an example. So, we have put options at 60,000 over Bitcoin over the medium term. So, if Bitcoin was to fall below, was to crash more than 50%, we would make money, we'd cover our position. So, if you're not a believer in crypto, we would still make money under that scenario. We also have the options on the upside. To maximize our profit on the upside. So, to give a simple example, if you're a strong believer in Bitcoin and believe it will go to $1 million over the next few years, that a lot of people believe will happen, we have locked in exposure at 220,000 and 320,000. So, for 1 million of capital deployed, we would make 68 million on our position under that scenario. Now, that would be a great outcome, but it shows you the level of potential upside in our strategy. If Bitcoin was to go to zero, we would still make significant profits from the position. But we are, our strategy is really focused on the upside, but protecting the downside. So if Bitcoin went to zero, it would more than cover our premium or strategy position, and we would still make money. But we are a believer in the medium-term performance of digital assets, including Bitcoin, and we're positioned as such. The other point to mention is that it's not just Bitcoin. We'll have a diversified portfolio of over five different digital assets. So if one was to go up substantially or down substantially, we would make money. So the only way our strategy would lose money is if you don't believe there's volatility in crypto or digital assets. There's been extreme volatility since their existence, but if you think that they're going to be flat for the next 5 years and do nothing, then our strategy isn't for you. If you believe there will be continued volatility and you believe it'll either be strongly to the upside or strongly to the downside, then our strategy is a match for those investors.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's clear to me you've made a very measured entry into this digital asset market, and it's an intriguing step. So you're kind of blending this fintech lending with the evolving world of digital finance, and then you're using some sort of strategies which I find fascinating. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.